Welcome back. I have to say, I'm genuinely fascinated by what Meta just announced. They're rolling out a subscription fee for those advanced smart glasses, and it feels like we're witnessing a definitive industry shift. The era of outright hardware ownership is officially fading, replaced by this subscription-based access model.
It's a significant pivot, and honestly, it changes the math for consumers. You're no longer paying a premium upfront for a fully functional device. Instead, you're buying the hardware as a gateway to ongoing services. All those high-value capabilities, advanced AI processing, real-time translation, contextual awareness, are now locked behind a recurring paywall.
It's actually pretty brilliant when you think about it. And you know what? It's not even new territory. This strategy directly mirrors what we've already seen in software and the automotive world. Remember when Adobe moved its creative suites to monthly fees? Or how car manufacturers now charge subscriptions for things like heated seats or enhanced driving modes?
Exactly. And there's a very practical business reason behind it. As hardware becomes commoditized and profit margins compress, tech companies are turning to subscriptions to offset the massive operational costs of cloud infrastructure, AI model training, and continuous software development. That recurring revenue provides the financial stability they need to sustain long-term innovation beyond just the initial hardware sale.
It really does change how we relate to our gadgets, doesn't it? Devices aren't just standalone products anymore. They're entry points to these dynamic, service-driven ecosystems. But I'll admit, it does introduce some critical trade-offs, especially when it comes to control and privacy.
That's the sobering part. Subscribers become completely dependent on the provider to maintain feature access. If you stop paying, your hardware's functionality can instantly degrade. On top of that, those advanced smart features require constant data collection to work effectively, which creates a structural incentive for companies to keep those data pipelines active to justify the recurring costs.
It's definitely a lot to weigh. Still, I think we're looking at a clear divide going forward. Basic appliances will likely remain one-time purchases, but any device relying on intelligent processing, cloud connectivity, or continuous updates, that's prime territory for this model.
And we're already seeing it creep into other spaces. Smart home hubs, security cameras, premium audio gear, they're all moving in this direction. So buyers now have to carefully weigh the convenience and capabilities of these subscription features against the loss of permanent ownership, ongoing privacy compromises, and long-term dependency on corporate ecosystems.
Ultimately, Meta's move just validates a broader technological trajectory we've been heading toward. The most valuable consumer experiences will be delivered as services, not physical products. The standalone gadget purchase is officially transitioning into an age of continuous, service-driven access. And honestly, I'm excited to see how we all adapt to it.